Hello and welcome back to the Old Glory Network, your home for conservative thinking and common sense values. Ladies and gentlemen, as of today, we have 95 days until an election that will determine the course of America's history. It's radical socialism versus American capitalism. Can the radical left really steal this election? And if they do, what will happen? Thank you for tuning in, and remember to never stop defending our great flag. Now, here is our host.
America. Wake up, America. It's time for another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for Old Glory Network Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, our goal is to make Old Glory great again. The title of my subject today is, Can the Democrat Party Steal This Election? You know, there's one thing we know for certain. If Joe Biden is successful in stealing this election and actually becomes President of the United States, he will undo all of Trump's brilliant tax cuts and regulation cutbacks, and then he will add many more regulations and taxes, the likes of which you have never dreamed possible. You know, many people who pay little to no taxes thinks it doesn't matter to them. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, and here's why. You may not be paying taxes now, but when Biden gets through with his tax overhaul, it may be substantially different. You know, everything you buy and consume will cost a great deal more. Everyone you do business with will be paying more in taxes, and they have to pass that on to you in their cost of products. Everyone you do business with will be paying more to produce, market, and deliver your products, and they'll have to pass that on to you. Or they go out of business. Do you want a new car? How about a lawnmower or a tractor or a shotgun, ammunition, clothes to wear, insurance? Add on a room to your house or remodel your kitchen. Buy a bicycle for your son or daughter. Make an investment. Buy a horse or a load of cattle. You will pay more. You want to heat or cool your house? You're going to pay more. Driving your car will be much more expensive due to taxes and regulations. Gas, well, it's likely to test $6 or $7 a gallon as it has in Europe. And drillers will cease drilling for oil in America due to regulations increase, and as they did under Obama's leadership. We will be at the mercy of our adversaries for oil and gas. Our military could become actually impotent due to a lack of fuel, which we have to get from our enemies. Electricity will skyrocket due to the combination of regulations and taxes. Air flight will be actually prohibitive to most people due to cost for fuel, taxes, and insurance. Millions of businesses will not survive, and unemployment will see numbers like they're seeing now in the pandemic. Also, a Biden victory would bring a flurry of activity from the LGBTQ groups. They will feel like a young pony just released into a new pasture after a long ride on a trailer. And climate activists have had their pilot light blown out under Trump. But with Biden, they will build a bonfire of activity, new rules and regulations at heavy cost. And PETA and Planned Parenthood will feel like the world is their pearl again. They will kick it in high gear to make up for lost time. You can't imagine how creative they will become with their team controlling the executive branch. Plus, if they can steal the presidency, they can steal the Senate, and there will be no one to stop them. The printing presses will be smoking, trying to print enough new greenbacks to pay for these groups' new plans. So you taxpayers will be hit from all sides. Huge spending discussed earlier to raise your cost of living. Huge taxes to leave you with fewer dollars. Huge spending for LGBTQ, for climate change, for PETA and Planned Parenthood to devalue what dollars that you have. Do you like the sound of all this? Well, if you do, then vote for Biden and leave the House in Democrat control. And change control of the Senate over to the Democrats. Why, that's a recipe for disaster. Any elderly that's still living after the pandemic will not survive a Democrat victory. Joe Biden said that it's time to end running corporations for the benefit of shareholders. Well, one can only assume that he means now it's time to run him for unions or for government and the public. Former Congresswoman Jane Harman from California said she thought Biden really meant was capitalism for all. Well, what's another word for capitalism for all? Socialism. And in that event, there will be no need any further for stock exchanges. All 401ks and retirement plans of any kind. Why would anyone buy stock in a corporation that ignores its stockholders? Almost all wealth in one way or another is tied to the markets. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen, for bankruptcy. No more new corporations except those owned by the government. You know, today all corporations are financed by private investment for gain. And when they're successful, they receive dividends or an appreciation in their stock. Some call it risk capital. That will all go away with socialism. You'll need no more banks, no more credit unions, no more autos or aircraft, no more guns or ammunition manufactured, just at a time that you will need them the most. And, oh yeah, I almost forgot. Where are you going to get your food? Capitalism for all. Food for none. Good day. Now, before we sign off today, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, certainly you're going to want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. And if you love America, then help us keep it. Remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. You can order his album called Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records by texting INFO at KR Wood Productions. www.theoldglorynetwork.com or calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, which is no cost to you, and leave a 5-star review. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and happy trails till we meet again next week.